This written story is also offered to you as a sound version with the help of AI narration, so we can share real articles on real people to a wider audience. The voices may be digital, but the stories and their impact are unique and personal.
Welcome to this latest Edgar story on the G4D player, Kevin Alderton, who is visually impaired, a former soldier who, having faced a life-changing injury, has battled back, using golf as part of his rehabilitation. We thank Kevin for sharing his story here. This article, along with those of many other people with a disability who have thrived through golf, can be found at www.edgargolf.com. So, without further ado, we hope you enjoy our latest feature.
Standing at the top of the ski slope is a man who is blind, but he is ready to make that first move forward and fly down the mountain. It's his choice, of course, and he knows that in some ways he is fortunate to have a choice. After his years in the British Army, for Kevin Alderton, this was a leap of faith. But then so was everything after leaving military service, when he was unable to see and understand what would come next. Today he smiles when he says that he has left the competitive skiing to the younger folk. He is now 54, and his smile remains as we talk about what is possible in life. Kevin has not always been blind. We talk about playing golf as a blind person and how remarkable it is that he can play well on a good day, and how golf followed on logically from the act of hurtling down the slopes. A calm has now followed the storm in more ways than one. Kevin says, "Having a serious accident or illness can be such a big blow, but it is amazing how we can adapt. Everything is achievable if you apply yourself. You need to call on the resilience that you have. What you have done before, you can do again." Away from his work in welfare management for the charity Blind Veterans UK, Kevin is exploring something he can do and do well, and although golf throws up innumerable challenges for him, playing the game provides a pleasure and a personal test that on the best days is like gold dust. After the ski slopes, where he was aware of the fire-bright reflection of the sun on the snow in intense competition, his recent development in golf has been set against a more peaceful backdrop of cut grass and gentler undulation. This golfer isn't straining for every tenth of a second as on the slopes. Kevin has the time to approach the stationary ball with his guide, consider the best option, and, hopefully, to take a breath and enjoy the feeling of a good swing and clean contact with the golf ball. The fresh air can still be consumed. The smell of the grass and trees replaces that of mountain ozone, perhaps. The nature appreciated. The exercise and the camaraderie with friends continues. For both sports, Kevin has needed a guide, but in both, as in his wider life, he also knows so much of it is down to himself. By his late 20s, Kevin had taken part in multiple deployments in war-torn countries, and he had already lost 3 close friends in action. He says that in the bleak times, he had carried on living partly because his friends didn't get to make that choice. Kevin had served in the 1st Battalion of the Grenadier Guards in the British Army for 14 years. He was a fit, active, and disciplined young man who loved playing rugby. And apart from the skiing, Kevin was a handy middleweight boxer. Unusually for a Londoner from Bermondsey, not far from the Old Kent Road, Kevin took to skiing straight away as a tall, slim, but strong teenager, after discovering the then dry ski slope at Woolwich Barracks near to his home. So much so that he qualified as a ski instructor at 16 and would go on to ski for his regiment and eventually the British Army team. In 1999, aged 28, he was promoted to be an infantry platoon sergeant in charge of 28 men. It was a huge achievement, recognition for his professionalism and leadership. This was a tight, closely bonded unit of soldiers. In that same year, while in London one night, he tried to break up a fight outside a nightclub where a young woman was being attacked in the street. he instinctively took on the group of attackers. One of the men grabbed Kevin from behind and gouged at both his eyes, causing horrendous permanent damage. Kevin needed surgery, careful rehabilitation, and good counseling. He was medically discharged from the army in 2001, aged just 30, having PTSD, which can still encroach on his life to this day. His left eye can see the difference between light and dark with a sense of the spaces ahead. His right eye affords around 8% vision. A man trained to defend others, the soldiers alongside him, shoulder to shoulder. All that had been taken away in a heartbeat, his whole career. Kevin's army friends tried to help, of course, but in the bleakest days he often sought solace at the bottom of the beer glass. It was a desperate time. Kevin says, I faced depression. I lost my sight, my job, my home, my friendship circle, my independence, and in many ways the will to live. This sent me towards a very low, dark place near breaking point. At times I considered suicide, but during active service I had lost 3 good friends, and they didn't have that choice whether to carry on. They couldn't carry on, but I could. Basically, I had to sort my life out. So I went to the people at St. Dunstan's and said, I'm broken and I need help now. In 2002, Kevin first contacted Blind Veterans UK, which was then known as St. Dunstan's, named after the charity's site in Regent's Park, London. They could help, and everything gradually started to change. Kevin says, they impressed on me that I had transferable skills from the army to help me get through it. I was deployed around the world, and that all took a lot of resilience. When faced with disability, you're almost forced to find inside yourself the will to carry on. Thanks to expert support, Kevin found the confidence to first live with his sight loss and soon after start to think about the future, to smile when meeting friends again. The old Kevin was coming back. Through the encouragement of skiing friends, by 2004, he started to take part in British disability skiing and would play a key role for Britain in the European and World Cups, including breaking 2 world records in speed skiing. It was an absolute passion for me. Incredible. I just loved being up on the slopes in cold, fresh air. It was the ultimate thrill, Kevin explains. He talks happily of the build-up to the big races, charting the course by side-skipping with his guide to build a picture of how the gates are set, where the terrain changes are, and where you could build or lose time. And the feeling of a great run was amazing, says Kevin. Kevin's association with Blind Veterans UK also blossomed over time, to the point where 12 years ago, he secured a job with the charity, and he is now a lead manager focusing on the welfare management and bespoke rehabilitation and training of working age members of the charity. In addition, he also leads on a number of key projects around service personnel who suffer sight loss in service and are transitioning to civilian life. This job, working with a highly committed team of people, has been a huge step forward, giving Kevin back that career he had lost. Today I deliver a rehabilitation program to blind veterans, explains Kevin. I can do this from a lived experience, of course. In 2002, there wasn't quite the organised support available that there is today, but back then, there were still some wonderful people who helped me. It's great that I can help people in return. First trying golf in 2002 during a friend's charity day, Kevin enjoyed the experience, and for the next 10 years, he was an occasional golfer playing once or twice a year with friends. Learning the game shares similarities with the rehabilitation process, explains Kevin, in that the whole idea of playing a sport doesn't have to be the barrier it seems. He says, it is something you can learn. Rehab is about acceptance, about adapting before achievement. You have to find that personal resilience from your life to give yourself the time to learn to play and then enjoy the end result. Kevin became a member of BLESMA, a charity that supports limbless veterans, which invited him to tournaments, and he started playing more regularly. A key intervention came in 2023 from Battleback Golf, the UK-based programme for injured service personnel, which helps to rebuild health and confidence through golf. Kevin says the support he received was simply fantastic from such caring people, including instructional officer Zeno Gomez, who is a remarkable guy, and I owe them all so much. They not only encouraged me to push myself in the sport, but have been amazingly supportive and inclusive. Since taking up competitive golf, Blesma have been brilliant as well. Without the support of these two charities, I don't think I'd be playing, and certainly not competing. He plays with friends at Blind Veterans UK and recently started in competitions run by England and Wales Blind Golf, enjoying some success in terms of reaching a decent standard. He has a handicap index of around 37, winning matches, and occasionally reaching 300 yards from the tee with a well-hit drive. Kevin says, "I have found a new love for the game through this whole process. It's amazing, really. Just great for people with a disability to still be able to enjoy the fresh air. And crucially, anything like this can guard against those feelings of isolation which can be very damaging. Being out in nature is a great tonic. Golf can provide fitness, a boost to mental health. It can help people with PTSD, and there is, of course, the social interaction to look forward to." Kevin has faced the various challenges for people with a visual impairment who play golf, including issues with travel, access to courses, and the availability of guides. He is hugely grateful to his friend Steve Lane and other pals who have given up their time to act as his guide. A golfer with a visual impairment often relies on a guide to help them to navigate the course, assist in aligning shots, and pass on all relevant information. Like other players, Kevin has struggled to find a guide at times, and thinks go-ahead golf clubs could get ahead of the curve here. Sight problems will also affect many older players in a club, and a little time to prepare a number of volunteer guides could provide lasting benefit for members and visiting players with visual impairment, and for the volunteers themselves as they give back to the game, all while raising the inclusive profile of the club itself. "I'm quite pleased with how I'm hitting the ball when I can play and practice," says Kevin. "I'm now looking for a golf coach just to get to the next level. I need to work on the right kind of feeling in the swing and find a coach who understands this." In the time ahead, Kevin says he just wants to find out how far he can go with his golf and to help others with visual impairment. Fitting then that near the end of 2025, Kevin was standing in a coaching bay at Ping Europe's state-of-the-art fitting centre in Gainsborough, Lincolnshire. Kevin was talking about his golf experience with Edgar's head of coach education and instruction, Mark Taylor, in front of a group of enthusiastic PGA professional coaches. Mark was leading a session on the coaching considerations needed in encouraging golfers with a range of disabilities to start or improve in golf. Kevin was present alongside other golfers through Ping's support to help educate the coaches, while Ping and Edgar were able to demonstrate their latest research in creating golf equipment to support players who have a disability. "It was fantastic to be part of the education of coaches with Edgar and Ping. And I'd like to help build a decent pathway for blind veterans in golf," says Kevin. "I was helped so much and want to help others in return. For so many people, life can get difficult, but we are fortunate that we can choose the positive way forward, and we should always remember that."
Thanks again to Kevin for sharing his story with the Edgar team. You can find many more stories of people with a disability who are thriving through playing golf under Mulligan Stories at www.edgargolf.com. Thank you again for listening.